This is cassette one, side A, of 100 Ways for a Cat to Train Its Human by Celia Haddon. It is a recording of the Hear a Book Service, publishers of books for people who are unable to read standard books. 100 Ways for a Cat to Train Its Human was first published by Hodder & Stoughton, a division of Hodder Headline Limited, in London in 2001. This, the original edition, has been recorded with the kind permission of the publishers, who have granted this reproduction without a fee for the sole use of people with print disabilities. It is read for you by Paddy Anstey of Gold Coast and is monitored by Ada Jones of Georgetown, Tasmania in 2003. This work is copyright, and permission to copy for the sole use of people with a print disability has been given by the copyright owner. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. All rights reserved. Copyright 2001 by Celia Haddon. ISBN print text 03407860051. ISBN audio edition 1-74054-7527. This recording is of 1 hour's playing time on one cassette. This book is dedicated to Frida and Daisy, whose Burmese obedience training has made Judith into the perfect pet. Contents. Understanding your human. Obedience training, rewards and punishments. Attention, Burlese. Mealtime manners for humans. House training, your human. Claiming your personal space. Fur play for felines. Personal problems. Author's note, useful information. Understanding your human. Dogs may have masters. We cats have staff. Keep this in mind for a happy cat-human relationship. To make sure your human understands that you are alpha cat, head of the family and pack leader, institute a status reduction program immediately. Your human must learn that you have first right to all chairs, beds, and doorways. You expect to be fed first and go through doors before it does. A happy human knows its place in the pecking order, well below that of a cat. Remember, humans have the mental age of a one-week-old blind kitten. They cannot express themselves in body language because they have no tail and no whiskers. Their hair can't stand up and their ears are completely inflexible. They can learn only a few words from the huge body language feline vocabulary. Though humans cannot speak cat, they vocalize repeatedly. Most of their vocalizations are meaningless and can be safely ignored. A few human vocalizations are worth remembering. Keep an ear open for one averse human vocalization, the vet noise. When you hear this, leave home for the whole day, or, if you are kept indoors, hide. You may also detect a repeated sound such as Sam, Tibbles, or Sooty. This sound marks a primitive human attempt at the kitten call chirrup. Dogs come when they are called. We cats take a message and get back later. Maybe. A series of high-pitched human shrieks can mean either delight or fear. When these noises follow the gift of a mouse on the bed, we can safely guess that the reaction is one of delight at such a delicious present. Sounds that are worth responding to include the noise of a tin opening, the cutting noise of a knife on a board, or the rustle of a package. Position yourself fast in the kitchen. In the course of being domesticated by cats, humans lost most of their sense of smell. The obvious scent messages of chin rubbing and claw scratching mean nothing to them. Your human does not realize that this is your way of making a house into a home, and mixing your smell with the human smell. If your human doesn't understand you, take up social work among the lonely humans in your street. They may be at home when your human is out at work. In winter, this means their central heating will be on when yours is off. It's never too late to find a second home. Obedience training. Rewards and punishments. Obedience training for your human starts with rewarding it for good behavior and punishing it for bad. As human beings want to please, rewards are simple. Punishment is a claw and order issue. Take control of your human and never let it initiate an action. If your human walks towards you, walk away. If it tries to pet you, turn your back. All petting and games should be at your timing, not its choice. Be unpredictable. One day be all over your human, the next day ignore it. Inconsistency trains better than reliability. Or, as learning theory puts it, an intermittent reward schedule is more effective than a continuous reward schedule. Humans love being petted. Reward them with purrs, head-butting and rubbing against their legs. Leave a love token of fur on their new clothes. After all, fur's fur. They deserve it. Knead their lap with your front paws. Humans appreciate this kitten-like gesture, but find it extremely painful. Have fun seeing their mixture of pleasure and pain. If you are a Siamese or of Oriental extraction, you'll be able to train your human by using your voice in the command yowl. Most Siamese train by yowling repeatedly and rewarding their human with silence when it does the right thing. Ignoring your human by withdrawing your attention is a powerful training tool. Simply turn your back firmly away from the erring human, giving no eye contact, and sit quietly thinking of higher things. Excessive attention-seeking by humans, silly kitten-like calls, maladroit attempts at petting, or interference with sleep, may be quelled by a hiss. Even the most retarded human recognizes that the hiss means get lost. Hairballs are the best way of punishing your humans for not grooming you. Throw up where a sleepy human will have a surprise, near the bed, by the coffee machine, near the fridge or on the stairs. Growling, backing up with fur erect and tail lashing are other recognizable deterrents, which even humans can understand. Claw and ordure are your ultimate weapons. Only in the most severe cases of human misbehavior should you use claw enforcement by scratching or biting. The use of ordure by spraying or pooping is the final deterrent. Attention, police. Place your bottom firmly on the newspaper your human is reading, being careful to cover the area scanned by its eyes. Pause with your tail up and waving gently in front of the TV, or start patting the screen with your paw. If this doesn't work, sit on the TV with your tail hanging down. If you have a gentle and loving human, claw its tights or nip its ankles. Do not do this with aggressive humans, as it can result in the boot. Jump on the mantelpiece or dressing table and swipe off anything standing there. This is useful for waking up sleeping humans. Dive bomb your human from the bedhead or nearby furniture to wake it up. Aim at groin, breast, or head. Sit in the hand basin just before your human intends to shave. Enter the litter box and dig deep, making sure you scratch the plastic of the tray so you make an interesting squeaking noise. This works particularly well during mealtimes if the litter box is in the kitchen. A blizzard of litter thrown out through the entrance also gets attention. Play with the twinkly balls and silvery string placed on the Christmas tree. If you leap up to seize a decoration, The tree will crash to the floor and bring the whole household running. Climb up a tree or a roof. Cling there, mewing. When your human tries to rescue you, climb higher. Eventually, a large red engine and several beefy people in uniform will turn up. Wait until they start climbing up the ladder, then leap effortlessly down. Chew telephone wires and electric flex. You won't have to chew very much before your human picks you up. Walk over the computer keyboard, being careful to press down the keys. Use your body to shield the interesting additions to the screen. Stand on one key so that a character repeats itself endlessly. Boycott the cat flap. Sit on the window ledge until your human lets you in through the window. This is particularly good fun in a gale. Eat a houseplant. If you don't like the taste, tear it to shreds. Eat grass in the garden and come in to throw up on the best settee. Practice projectile vomiting on the new carpet, or better still, on the bed. It's a good gag to wake your human up in the middle of the night. If all else fails, spray. Boy, does attention-seeking spraying work. A truly stupid human will try to clear up using a scented cleaning fluid. This smells like cat urine and will make the marking point even more interesting. Top it up again. Mealtime manners. Feeding rituals make mealtimes fun. Refuse to eat unless your human holds your tail, strokes your back, or sits beside you on the cold kitchen floor. Insist on eating only on the table, on the sofa, or even on the stairs. If you are a good trainer, you can train in a whole chain of human behavior, such as requiring your human to lie flat on its tummy, put its head in your dish and make a yum-yum noise before you eat. Sit in front of the fridge and mew. Rub against your human's legs to train it to give you food on command. If necessary, discipline it by nipping its ankle or clawing its tights. Do not ever, in any circumstances, eat food that has been left down longer than 10 minutes. Lick up the jelly and the gravy and leave the rest. Refuse to eat from a can of food that has been opened for a previous meal. This will help train your owner into buying a new small can for each meal, and we cats know that this is the most expensive and tasty sort of food. Never eat offerings straight from the fridge. The correct temperature for all food is lukewarm, the temperature of a freshly killed mouse. Humans go hunting in supermarkets and bring back food for you. It's your job to train them into bringing home the right brand by positive reinforcement. Purr intensely while eating expensive food and refuse to eat the cheap kind. After refusing to eat the inferior cat food, eat a small piece of dried bread from the floor or table. This will persuade your owner that you are starving, and a new, more expensive can must immediately be opened. Cheap food should be treated with the litter technique. Circle the bowl and attempt to cover its contents with imaginary litter. This shows what you think it is. Encourage your human to share its meals. Sit on the table very close to its plate and watch each mouthful. Intercept food between plate and human mouth with a paw. Raid the dustbin or the kitchen trash can. Pull out a piece of chicken skin and drag it around the room. Leave it half-eaten near the fridge. Eat a spider out of the bath. You will find this has an unexpected effect on your human and may well be greeted with a shriek or laughter. For full effect, eat the spider after you have refused a meal. Dine out. In urban areas, there are plenty of cat flaps allowing access to another cat's dinner. To time your human with another human feeder, a regular social round can be set up so that you can enjoy 2 breakfasts and several lunches before coming home for dinner with your regular human partner. Stolen food tastes sweetest. Steal turkey, cranberry sauce, fruit cake, and even Christmas pudding just before the human party begins. It will remind your human that cats also want to celebrate with Christmas and Thanksgiving dinners. House training your human. House train your human from the day you walk into your new home. Given encouragement, humans are clean creatures, but they need to be taught the elements of personal hygiene for cats. Proper litter box cleaning routines, feline litter preferences, and litter box location. Your human has changed the nice expensive litter to a horrid cheap one made of rocks or, worse still, wooden blocks. Either dig most of this out of the tray or, if it is just too heavy to shift, do not dig at all. Just leave a stinky calling card on the top of the litter, uncovered. If the message doesn't get through, leave the same calling card just outside the litter box. If your human is not clearing up the litter box often enough, wait till it has cleaned it out, then nip in and perform immediately. This will show that you like a clean tray, not a dirty one. If your human has made the litter smell wrong by adding a scented deodorant, boycott the litter box. Go outside the box or elsewhere. Liners can get in the way of a good dig. Dig up the liner and see if you can pull it halfway out of the litter tray. Sure, it's messy, but it makes the point. Has your human changed the site of the litter box? Naturally, you want it back in its old and rightful place. Simply use the old area. Too bad that the tray is no longer there. Or go in the sink. If the soil in the flower bed has been dug over in the garden, your human has made you a nice new latrine. Use it. Other human-made latrines include large pots with houseplants and soil around them, window boxes, seed trays in the potting shed, or almost anywhere in the greenhouse. Keep an eye out for heaps of builder's sand, open bags of peat, children's sand pits, or graveled areas with small gravel. These make nice places to go, too. Try leaving your calling card on the lawn. Prized plants in the rock garden are excellent for marking your territory. Back up against the miniature conifers and let fly. Other good places to spray include just outside the back door, so your human can get a good whiff, and on garden instruments left lying about, plant labels, garden chairs and tables, the night before a garden party. Claiming your personal space. Don't be selfish. Allow your human to use the armchairs when you are out hunting or busy elsewhere in the house. Just make sure it gets off when you want to sit there. To get a male human off an armchair, jump onto the back of it, hold down his head with a firm paw, and lick his bald patch. Control is a catitude of mind. If the door is shut, scratch the carpet outside to shreds. Doors should remain half open at all times, especially doors leading to the garden during a snowstorm. Humans should be feline automatic doors. Some cats feel it is bad for discipline to let humans up on the bed, but be generous and share. They do so love sleeping next to you. Letting humans sleep inside the bed with you is also a good way to ensure a night-long hot water bottle. Reclaim the duvet during the night. This is done by gentle but firm pressure, inching your way so that the sleeping human cannot help but move off your space. Anything soft. Clean laundry, mink coats, lingerie, ball gowns makes a cat bed. Except a newly purchased cat bed. To mark your territory, scratch wherever it feels good. Chairs, table legs, carpets, mats, wallpaper, especially if it has stripes. Doors and beds, Scratching makes a house into a home. Everything makes a good scratching post, except a scratching post. If your territory is threatened by a new cat, a new human, a dog, or the feline bully next door, spray. Well-trained humans will realize this is a cry for help and call in a cat behavior counselor to help them understand your psychological need for safe territory. If this cry for help goes unrecognized, mix your scent with your human's intimate scent by pooping on the bed. This will encourage mean humans to pay up for the cat behavior counselor fast. If humans react with rage instead of counseling, don't be a victim of domestic violence. Battered cats can usually find a refuge somewhere up the street. Rehome yourself. Fur play for felines. Anything not nailed down is a cat toy, except a new cat toy. Humans often bring home unwanted gifts, like brightly colored little balls, fake fur oblongs roughly in the shape of a mouse, or horrid little gadgets smelling of artificial catnip. Ignore these. Why can't they bring home a real mouse? Train your human to play cat and mouse with you. At first, when you pounce on it, it may flinch, but they will soon learn that there is no cat game without pain. Get plenty of sleep during the day so that you can have fun with your human in the early hours of the morning. Dressing gown cords are fun. If you pull hard on the cord, the dressing gown will come off the hook in the middle of the night. Play with the laces on human shoes. This is most fun in the morning when humans are in a hurry to leave the house. Lure your human into petting you. Then, when it is happily involved, bite the hand that pets you. Use your two back legs for an exquisitely painful scratch. This is the petting and biting game. An aquarium of goldfish or tropical fish is interactive feline TV. And when you are bored, they make a good TV dinner. Do some catnip. Lie flat on your back and roll your eyeballs. Making your human laugh is the key to a continuous supply. A laughing human soon becomes a catnip drug dealer. Real mice make for the best games of all. Bring them into the house and let them go under the bed. Then you can play with them later, during the night. Store your mice, dead or alive, under the fridge, inside a shoe, tucked away in a handbag, or even in the toaster. This way, they are safe from interfering humans until you need them. While you can probably train your human to allow you to bring in mice, it is almost impossible to train it not to interfere when you bring in birds. So make sure your birds are already dead before bringing them inside. Then pluck their feathers off on the new dining room carpet. For the ambitious cat, there may be big game in the next door garden, only partly protected by wire netting. Your human will make a delighted shriek if you bring home a rabbit or a guinea pig. If prey is scarce in your neighborhood, consider bringing in smaller creatures like worms, pleasantly wriggly, beetles, crisp and crunchy, or even butterflies and moths, fun and fluttery. In urban areas, be imaginative in your hunting. Bring home new prey like mink stoles, teddy bears, old underwear, or hot sausages from a summer barbecue. For some reason, humans find this kind of cat burglary very funny. Personal problems. If you hear the word flea, flee. If you're not fast enough on your feet, they will spray you, put smelly collars on you, or pour stinky liquid on the back of your neck. Some humans are in denial about fleas. When you get really itchy, don't just scratch. Start pulling your fur out as a protest. Okay, so you don't like flea treatments either, but that's their problem, not yours. When a human pokes a pill into your mouth, do not spit it out immediately. Put it into the side of your mouth and go away into another room. Retreat under the bed and spit it out. Most humans are not clever enough to realize what you have done. Other ways of avoiding swallowing a pill include running up the curtains and drapes, jumping on the top of the wardrobe, climbing up a tree, hiding on the roof, crawling up the chimney, diving out of the window, sitting very quietly indeed in a dark cupboard. Dogs need to understand that you are top cat and pack leader with 9 lives to their 1, steal their food, sleep in their beds, sneer at them from a great height. Keep them alert for your sudden attack. Bar access to your human at all times. Cats rule, okay. Dogs provide running practice for cats, but you can use an element of surprise. Turn round, hiss, and scratch the fool hard on its silly, soft, wet nose. Beware of hamsters. They taste good, but if you put your nose too near to their cage, they will bite you, and it hurts. Cars are monsters that have slaughtered many cats. At night they dazzle and hypnotize you with their big eyes before smashing you to bits. Stay indoors at night. Bubbles in the bath taste quite good, and the water glitters in the light. But if you fall in, you will have to wash yourself 3 or 4 times to get rid of that revolting human smell. Keep human intruders out of your home by climbing on the lap of guests who dislike cats. Follow them into the bathroom and sneer. Lick the butter on the table in front of them. Investigate and clean your private parts during conversation. If human mating activities interfere with your sleep, take a firm line. Put an end to these interruptions by sleeping between the human pair. If necessary, rehome one of the humans. Some humans mistakenly believe that babies are a substitute for cats. If your human decides on children as pets, rehome yourself. Author's note. A proportion of the royalties of this book will go to the Cats Protection, 17 King's Road, Horsham, West Sussex, RH135PN, helpline 01403-221919. Website www.cats.org.au. Please remember the plight of unwanted elderly cats who have ended up on the streets or found themselves homeless at the death of their owner. Elderly cats, disabled cats, or cats with behavior problems always need homes urgently. If you can give one or more a home, please do. I want to thank the Newbury branch of Cats Protection for their help in spring 2001. Like all CP branches, they need help with fundraising, home checking, fostering, and all the other tasks of helping cats and kittens. If you live in their area and love cats, consider becoming a volunteer helper. Contact them at Cats Protection Newbury and District Branch, Heather Pine Shelter, Courage Road, Courage, Thatcham, Berkshire, RG189DH. This is the end of 100 Ways for a Cat to Train Its Human by Celia Haddon, read by Paddy Anstey of Gold Coast. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced in any form, nor be broadcast without the prior permission of the copyright holder or her agent. This book has been recorded by the Hear a Book Service, a voluntary community service based in Hobart, and distributed to print handicapped people throughout Australasia. Hear a Book has recently revised all policies and procedures relating to services to our customers. New policies and procedures have been established where appropriate. This information is freely available to all consumers, either in written form or on audio tape. Matters covered include entry to and exit from the service, consumer decision-making and choice, complaints and disputes, consumer choice and privacy and confidentiality issues. Here a Book welcomes your input into the ongoing review of our policies and procedures, standards and service. We advise that, in line with our new privacy policy, we will maintain only minimal information on consumers. We record only information supplied directly to us by consumers, predominantly name and address details, and financial records of subscriptions. This information is kept secure, never supplied to other organizations under any circumstances, and deleted when the consumer leaves the service. If you would like to receive a cassette containing the latest additions to the Hear a Book catalogue, contact the Hear a Book service, 6 Letitia Street, North Hobart, 7000, phone 03-6234-1101. Hear a Book also has magazines on cassette available for individual subscription. Cassettes are mailed each month and the magazine selections are Australian Women's Weekly, Australian Woman's Day, New Idea, Clio, House and Garden, Time, Reader's Digest, National Geographic, Australian Book Review, Motor, Bulletin and News Talk, and Australian Wellbeing. The quarterly magazines are Diabetes Conquest, Australian Geographic, and This England. Please rewind this cassette for the convenience of the next reader.